Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley. What is up? I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. Sam Crowley, host of the world's number one motivational podcast on the planet, where we eat adversity for breakfast and we crush limiting beliefs. It's great to have you with us, champion. Hope you're having the most amazing day ever. And today's a good day. You know, if I'm still here and I'm talking into a microphone, that things are good around the Crowley house. I pretty much let it rip on yesterday's show. And, man, I just had to let it out a little bit. Not nearly what is all on my mind and all that pent-up energy. But, man, it's been a wild couple of weeks. We're not listening to any excuses. We're not going to talk about what you can't do or what's happening that's negative in your life. There's a lot of time for that, and there's actually groups for that. I am not qualified to listen and deliver expert advice for very serious situations. That's what therapists are for, psychiatrists, psychologists, if you believe in all of that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that stuff. I'm just saying I don't feel myself qualified. You know where I spend most of my time? I spend most of my time dreaming. You know what I mean? It's like I spend most of my time just thinking, dreaming, not even really working. You know what's funny? I was talking to my buddy Christian Henneke yesterday, and he said he's been working when he was building out one of his businesses, he was working like 16 hours a day. I said, damn. I don't know if I've ever worked outside of corporate. I don't know if I've ever worked 16 hours in a day. Now, I got to qualify that statement because if I go to an event and I speak and I travel that day, I mean, that's a 16-hour day, but I mean, it's not really work, right? Being on an airplane or in a layover in an airport and then going and speaking and then getting to the hotel. I guess, I mean, that could be qualified, but I think that's really the holy grail. Isn't that what you're looking for? Like you're looking for that magical space where work doesn't feel like work, yet you're getting paid to do it. And I think that's what everybody, at least anybody that I've known that wants to make every day Saturday, that's what they're looking for. Now, the funny part about that is there's always work involved. Even the stuff where people say, you know, when you really love what you do, when you really love what you do, you never do a day's work. And to that I say, go take another hit off the bong, Cheech and Chong, because there are days when you're going to feel like you're working. I hate to tell you, there ain't no job anywhere. And I know, I know there's people out there. I've never worked a day in my life, Sam. I just never, come on, man. Seriously, I'm with you. I appreciate it. I love it. And I love you. And I love the fact that you honestly believe that exists. I'm here to tell you, there's nothing wrong with a little manual labor relative to what it is you're doing. You know, if you do a cooking show, there's a lot of prep work that goes into that. And, you know, look, sometimes you probably feel like it's a little bit of work involved. Jim Rohn, the great Jim Rohn, one of the most wise personal development teachers ever that's walked the history of the earth, has talked about this. And I've mentioned on my show 8 billion times that there are the sad notes, right? The low notes that go with the symphony. All those happy high notes together makes for a crappy sounding symphony. You know, so it's okay to have those days where you feel like you're putting in a little bit of work. But boy, I'll tell you, nothing like hating what you do. And that's the complete opposite end of the spectrum. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's funny. When my wife was in the hospital, here's a question they kept asking her over and over and over again. What's your pain level? 1 to 10. Now, 10 being intolerable, like can't take it anymore. 1 being you barely notice it's there, all right? And my wife, when she wanted to get out 2 days after a C-section this week, said zero, which was a complete lie. But she knew if she said anything relatively high, they wouldn't let her out of the hospital. And all she wanted to do was get home to her family. So every day, man, what's your pain level? What's your pain level? So I'm going to ask you right now, what's your pain level? Zero? One? Two? I mean, my pain level with what I do with every day of Saturday, I'd list it. I mean, if 10 were the highest, like I absolutely hate what I do, my pain level, I'm telling you, it's low, man. It ain't zero. I mean, my God. Zero would be, I don't even know what zero would be. I don't know. I guess zero would be me and Tony Robbins doing a nonstop 365-day event where we never slept, all right? And we were on stage together the entire time. That would probably be a zero. But even then, I'd probably be kind of tired after a little bit and have to get some rest. But I'd say my level right now of pain is probably a two, you know? Personally, it's higher than that because, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, we have a baby that was born 4 days ago at 24 weeks, and she's day-to-day. May not make it, don't know. And I'm not trying to be callous about it. It's just a fact. I'm not stating anything that's just not true. I'm just saying we don't know. So my pain level personally right now, when you factor that in right there and everything that goes around, is probably a seven personally. I'd say that's where my pain is. And I'm not saying that, look, I don't want to go Dr. Phil on anybody. I'm not trying to say, you know, if you're a wheel, you got to be a spoke in the wheel. You know, and everybody's got their own spoke, and sometimes a spoke is broken where it's not really then a wheel. It's kind of a wheel without a spoke. You know, I'm not trying to go Dr. Phil on it. By the way, what do you think of the Dr. Phil imitation? Eh, not good, right? I'm not trying to do that. But I am trying to keep it wheel, real. Keep it wheel. I'm trying to keep it wheel. I'm trying to keep it real in the sense that I don't know anybody. And look, they're lying. I'm here to tell you they are lying. Liars tell you that their personal and professional life are perfect. You know who they are? Fooling themselves, and they're lying to you. Nobody's life is like that. I would never tell anybody that my life is perfect. It just isn't. Nobody's life is. It can always be better, you know? But do I accept it? Am I happy? You know, it's okay to accept who you are. It's not okay to accept where you are. If you want to do better, bigger and better things, you got to pick up a skill set and you got to learn how to do it. And you got to think about, we talked about yesterday on the show, how you going to, where's the marketplace and how you going to add the most value? But don't feel bad, man, if you're, you know, if your personal life ain't exactly, you know, happily married, two kids, white picket fence, $1 million in the bank, annuities, mutual funds, stocks, everything's perfect. Everybody, you know, kids got perfect teeth and their hair is combed. I mean, that just isn't reality, man. It's just not reality. Anybody tries to sell that crap really is just doing that, selling that crap, you know? So think about this, though. Let's build on what we talked about yesterday. You know, let's just take my example for a second, myself. You know, I'm personally, I'm feeling pain of a high level right now because of what's going on with my 4-day-old daughter. All right. I'm just using that as an example. And I want you to put your own personal pain inside that as well. Because if anybody is going to have pain, it's probably going to be personally more than professionally. Because professionally, sometimes it's therapeutic to what's going on in your personal life. You ever see people that say, I just want to get to work Monday to forget about what this weekend, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, there are people say, I just want the weekend to come so I can forget about work. But by and large, when you're off work, unless you're just lazy by nature, you miss it. Like every year when I was in corporate, Christmas vacation, I'd save all my vacation up. After 7 years, we get another week. Said 2 weeks vacation and 2 floating holidays. By the way, I don't know what a floating holiday is. I ask it all the time. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, if you know what the hell a floating holiday is. I still never knew it because I used it as a sick day. So it's not a float. Like, I had no idea. I was 22 years old, and I started in the corporate world. And like, you get 2 weeks vacation, you get 5 sick days, and 2 floating holidays. And I'm like, does that mean I can move Christmas from December 25th to February 8th? No, no. That's not what it means. I mean, I remember human resource. It was a legitimate question. Everybody in the room laughed. I was serious. Like, can I change Christmas to February 8th? No. It means that you can use your floating holiday as another day's vacation. Well, then why don't you just call it a vacation day? Like, I get 2 weeks and 2 days vacation. Why do you got to say I get 2 weeks and 2 floating holidays? Well, if you go look in your Nice to Have Us With You handbook and you go to Section C where it discusses time off, okay, it will explain to you the difference between the flow. I'm like, oh my God, you are not human. You're not, there's no way you're human. If I cut you, you do not bleed. Okay. But think about, God, I got to get back to where I was. Help me out. Hold on. You know what I do now? When I find myself speaking long enough, I can get myself back to what I was talking about. This is the thing about having no outline and doing a live podcast. Got it. Here we go. I was speaking about at the end of the year when I had all those floating holidays, sick days, and everything like that. Yeah, I saved them up. But even at that point, you know, 2-3 weeks off of work, there's only so much things you can do during the day, watching TV, if it were nice out, which it's not here in the wintertime, you go play golf, whatever, man. At some point, you want to always add value. See, it's inherent among most people, and I think everybody, because once you find that holy grail, once you find that every day, a Saturday business, that mission, that passion that you're on, you don't want to stop doing it, but there are days that it feels like it's work, and that's okay. That's okay, man. Some days it's going to feel like, oh my God, I did all this work, and what did it yield me? You know, it's funny, as an entrepreneur, when you finally get going in this game, you know, the game of being an entrepreneur, there's nothing handed to you. Like, you could go weeks, and this is the message for everybody today. I want to know your pain level, scale of 1 to 10. What kind of pain you had if you're on the road to Saturday? You know, if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, and you've been working weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, you haven't seen any results, right? You've seen none. That's normal. That is 100% perfectly normal. Let me ask you, though, if you're doing this right, if you're doing it right, you should start feeling yourself transforming a little bit. Like, you will never be the same person that you were when you started. Let me give you an example. All right, let's say you went away to a different town to become an entrepreneur. Let's say there was this town called Entrepreneurville, okay? And every so often, a few times a year, let's say the first of every quarter, they bring a whole new group of recruits, like basic training in the Army, all right? You're in Entrepreneurville. Welcome to Entrepreneurville. We're going to learn for the next 8 weeks how to be an entrepreneur. Blah, blah, blah. People will not recognize you. If you're doing it the right way, if you disconnect from your average friends and family, and I'm not saying that because they're bad people, but come on, guys. These are the people that drag you down. These are the ones that talk about nonsense. These are the people that go into forums and incessantly speak negative crap about the same stuff. They can't get it off their mind. And by and large, it's just they're going around and around and around and around. Nice people, send them a Christmas card, but boy, you wouldn't want to hitch your wagon to them. That's what I'm talking about. You go back to those people, and they will never even recognize you. Heck, your family won't even recognize you. You know what I'm talking about? Do you know anybody? We all know somebody who's gone away to basic training, at least here in the United States, and the basic training with Army, Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and they go away for 8 weeks, and they go away, and they're overweight, and they got all this long, wavy hair and very little discipline. They don't eat right, and they come back after 8 weeks. They're a lean, mean, fighting machine, are they not? Men and women alike. I mean, they are disciplined. You can bounce a quarter off their bed after they make it. Their shoes are spit shined. Everything's organized because they've completely transformed their life. And that's what it takes to get out of pain as an entrepreneur. But when you go to basic training, for example, you don't see the results the first day, the first couple days, the first week, the first 2 weeks. If you take those 8 weeks and you really, like my buddy Christian was talking about, he took 90 days and he worked 16 hours a day to build, I don't know, a $30,000 a month business or so, something like that. It was amazing. I mean, he's eating dinner now. He's back to Bill. We're building this Doobly business. By the way, you should really check this out, man. Let me give you a site to go to. I did a webinar, a live webinar with Christian. It's everydayissaturday.com/Doobly, D-U-B-L-I. This is centered all around the business of cash back, where, let me just paint this picture. Give me 20 seconds to talk about this, because I don't care who you are. Work at home mom, dentist, plumber, preacher, teacher, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're an Empower Network, Moeb, Isagenix, Avon, MLM, whatever. This will complement anything, or you can do it full time. It's amazing that you can shop at over 4,000 stores online and not have to change any of your buying habits. You shop at Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Apple online, Starbucks, whatever. Okay. Doobly pays you cash back simply by either when you download their toolbar or go through their shopping mall. And it's anywhere from 2 to 14% cash back. And the beauty of Doobly is, number one, you can sell these VIP memberships that allows people to get the cash back, or as well as you can recruit people like what I do to recruit people into Doobly, or you also get paid on the amount, you paid commission on the amount of money these people are saving, cash back. It's crazy. So Christian and I did a live hangout last night, August 21st, 2014 at 9 o'clock at night. You can catch the replay at everydayisaturday.com/Doobly, D-U-B-L-I. Everybody, and I mean everybody, should be doing it. We talked about on the replay how we're going to be giving out 10,000 sales a day. Think about it. Listen to that again. I didn't say leads. We're going to give out. If I said we were going to be distributing 10,000 leads per day, it would still make your socks go up and down. I'm talking about 10,000 already made sales given to you if you want to be a part of that rotator that we've built. It's flat out, to date, no hype, just still the greatest online business. You know me, man, right? I'm the biz op hopper. I'm the shiny object chaser, and I love it. And I found this, and I have been bringing people into it nonstop since I went to San Diego to meet the CEO of the company 2 weeks ago, who came in from Dubai. Anyway, here's what I want to get the point. So check it out, everydayisaturday.com/Doobly. All right. Let me tell you this. People go away to basic training, they don't come back the same person. They're completely different. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they're a completely different person. When you go away to Entrepreneurville and you completely lock yourself out, okay, of all of the stupid nonsense that's going on in the world, and you finally drill down in, look, this is what I really want to do. And don't go to your broke friends asking their permission or their advice or their blessing. You're not doing life for other people, okay? You're doing life for your family, for your own legacy, to leave an inheritance for your children's children. You're doing it for life. It's played it so much. You got to start playing life at a high level, man. You know, you got to start playing life at a high level. Take the pain. Take the measurement right now. Where is it? Be honest with yourself. My personal life, my pain is an 8. Well, how do you get that lowered? How do you lower that? For me personally, right now with my daughter Susan, 4 days old, in the NICU unit at Children's Hospital, day to day, she's literally day to day, how do I lower my pain level from a 7? It's finding inner peace. It's knowing that everything is in God's hands, and it's knowing that everything is 100% out of our control, and it's really getting my family unit back together. I'm never going to change the situation. Only God can change that, combined with the NICU doctors that are at Children's Hospital. That is out of my control. What's in my control that brings the pain unit is getting my wife back to being healthy, getting my daughters back into the family unit, getting them less scared for their little sister, and getting them more comfortable with mom being home again. Because, look, man, our summer was blown up, like I said yesterday, like a freaking hand grenade, you know? So my pain will go from a 7 to about a 2 or a 3. It's always that numb pain until my baby girl comes home, you know, if that happens, God willing, from the hospital. I know how to make that happen, though. I know how to lower my pain level. My pain level professionally, that's always going to be low, unless I just don't ever enjoy speaking or creating this podcast again or doing any business opportunities. I love biz ops. I love chasing. I love the hustle. I love recruiting. I love telling the good news that you can stop what you're doing right now that isn't paying you any money or that you don't like to do, and you can start doing something right now if you can just get your freaking head cleared, you know? If you can just believe, oh, you know what he said, if it sounds too good to be true, it must be too good to be true. No, that's crap. Somebody told you that. That's crap. Now, you're right. There's a lot of hypesters and carnival barkers out there, but you got to know the people, the source of the message. You got to trust where the source of the message is coming from. Here's another thing. Am I or anybody else that comes to you with a business opportunity or advice always going to be 100% right? No. No. You do your due diligence, and then you say, how do I feel about that? But don't – I recorded a show called Death by Question Mark a few months ago, and it was a powerful show because people just ask – I get people send me emails all the time. I don't even respond anymore to these people. I give them like 2 or 3 times, and I have a filter on my Gmail. I send their emails right to trash. And I don't ever read them again because they'll ask me questions. Sam, I just wanted one more question, Sam, and then I'm going to come in at the lowest level and completely monopolize your time for the rest of your life. I will torture you with questions, all right? And they never join anything. And if they do, they're the worst. You don't want to beat the fish into the boat. You understand that? Do not beat the fish into the boat. Recruit leaders in your business. Hang around leaders, right? You join a mastermind group. When you join a mastermind group, for example, you don't join a mastermind group so you can do all the talking and teach everybody. You join a mastermind group so you can contribute By the way, everybody should be in a mastermind group. And oh, by the way, if you're the smartest one, find a new group, okay? That's not the group for you to be in, is when you're the smartest. I know it feels good and it strokes your ego and everybody tells you how great you are. It's going to stunt your growth like nobody's business, all right? So when you're in these different groups, figure it out. Figure it out. You know, find out real quick. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do for the next week. I know it sounds too good to be true, but I bounce it off people who I believe and I trust, and I'm going to go for it. Or the opposite is true. I've done my due diligence. I don't feel good. But either way, don't ask questions for the next 17 weeks and then never make a decision. You know who does that? Employees. They're trained to ask questions, mainly stupid ones, because the boss, they want to look good. I've got a question. That's a good question, Joe. Joe, that's a great question, okay? Hey, let me say something else right here. There's no such thing as a dumb question, okay, everybody? Don't be afraid. Well, there are. There is. There absolutely is examples of dumb questions. I can prove it. I can write them down. I can share them with you. Number one, the dumbest question is one that's already been asked right before the one you asked, okay? And it always tells, excuse me if this one's already been asked, but I've got a question. No, that's a dumb question, okay? You need to listen, okay? And this, look, this is for big boys and big girl training, okay? Because I want you to be successful. I want you to build a seven-figure business. I want you to have the confidence and be motivated to go out and do it. Look, you can do whatever it is that you want to do, but it starts with hanging around the right people, understanding that you got to be at inner peace with whatever decision is you're going to do moving forward, and you're not going to give up on it. And if you find yourself running against a brick wall and a brick wall and a brick wall, maybe it's time to do a couple things. Go in a different direction or find a sledgehammer and knock the damn wall down. And giving up isn't an option. You know, get the pain level down, because personally, professionally, if you can get those down, the pain level, how's your pain? Ask yourself, how am I pain today? You know, or if you want to put it in the reverse and feel even better, what's my pleasure level today? My pleasure right now, 10 out of 10 right now, working this podcast. I love it, man. I love recording. I love getting the message out to you, because I was you back in 2004, searching and searching. I Googled audio motivation, found John DeLemme being interviewed by a guy named Andy and Josh. And I subscribed to John's message. I bought his CDs. He mailed them to me. Went to his boot camps. From there, I met who's who. Shared the stage with John Maxwell, Coach Carter from the movie Coach Carter. Shared the stage with these people all because of one day in 2004, sitting around with nobody, no mentor, nobody around, because they were all stressed out, corporate, fat, bald guys that I used to hang around that were going absolutely nowhere. And nobody knew what motivation was. That's how we would hire the rubber chicken keynote speaker to come in every year and fire us up for 15 minutes, and that was it. Nobody knew anything about motivation. I had to go out on my own and Google it, and that's how my whole career started, about this whole motivational stuff. And then I started calling people champions, saying I was fired up, and I'm going to go make a world of difference, and blah, 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 blah. And people said, you're crazy, dude. You're a jackass. Let it go. Every day is Saturday. You're broke, bankrupt, ex-stutterer. You got no life, man. You're going nowhere. Every day's Monday for you. Don't you know who you are? Yeah, I know who I am. I'm Sam Crowley, international motivational speaker, host of the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Get after it, baby. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.